If a Gentile woman has relations with a Jew, tma, and then she sees a discharge, she is ritually impure. But the other way around, tahora, she remains pure. She has relations with a non-Jew. The woman has relations and she goes to the mikveh, but she doesn't wash properly before she goes there. It's as if she has not gone to the mikveh. And Baal Keri, Shetaval Velohitel Esamaim, and if a Baal Keri immerses without going to the bathroom first, he doesn't go, number one, Keshiyatel Esamaim, so then when he does go to the bathroom afterwards, Tama, so he'll become Tama afterwards. So even though he goes to the mikveh and purifies himself, when he goes to the bathroom afterwards, he's going to become impure again. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Bechola Bezakan, he says, this only applies to a sick or elderly person, Tama. But Yeled Uvabari, but a young and healthy person, Tau, he would remain pure even if he doesn't go to the bathroom first.